Indian, what we were speaking about last week with Impsigresha. Last week we developed the idea of the Rivash, others, that within one Maisa, you can't call it. When sometimes you be machavin for one thing, you don't be machavin to comb your hair, and there are hairs which are cut together, which are stuck together, then in essence, what you're really trying to do is take out those hairs. Meaning, even though Lamaisa Luyutsu, you'd be able to get your hair looking good without taking out there, you'd be perfectly happy. But since that is a Milsa D.F. share, basically what you're trying to do, and the only way to make your hair look proper, is by taking out that hair. So that was what we developed from the Rivash.
Just an example of a psik ratio, or is it part of the definition? Because let's say the mushal of psik ratio doesn't necessarily seem to follow that. Because even though it's, you know.
Really? The mushal?
No. So the mushal would follow
that.
Exactly.
That's what we're, yeah.
So.
That's the mushal is exactly that. So he brings another right to this idea, and we're not necessarily going to go with his direction, we'll move it into another area. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam Perek of Aleph Halacha Gimel speaks of
us. No, sorry. Yeah,
no problem.
The thing I was thinking was the difference between the two, which in the hair case, maybe I misunderstood, but the reason why I was part of it wasn't just that, you know, it's, you know, inevitably going to happen so much as it was part of that.
Right, it's part of your intention. Part of your goal. So it's psychoration.
Even though, your goal is, you know, to achieve a certain thing. This is, you know, let's say your goal is to achieve Z, and this is step R along the way. The point is because it's, you know, an automatic, you know, part of the
part
process.
Of nice,
therefore, that is your intention, even though that's not what you want to do per se. It's definitionally part of that process.
The classic case of psychoration. In that example,
that's a way to get that, but it's kind of two separate things. You know, the killing, you know.
So here, the pulling out the hair and the beautifying, and as you separate things also.
Right, I'm saying that, but I'm saying it's, you can only achieve the beautification.
So you could only get the head by killing.
I just saw that it's more of something which was, you know, something which had to be done in that particular case. However, you know, wasn't necessarily part of the definition. I'm supposed to hear it. Not only is it part of something which has to be done, it's actually was part of the definition of the.
And I would though take I would, at a certain point, taking off the head is pretty much definitional to killing.
Yeah. No. I'm saying not definitional to killing. So
I would think.
I'm saying the to getting the use of the head.
Right, but that's based at a certain point. You think they are that?
I mean, if it's a distinction, it's a very fine distinction. But
yeah, so I thought they're pretty close. As we first started out, we thought I was bothered by my other Rabbi being machaven in that case. For you are being machaven to take off. If anything, it's a lot like a mochashen. You think mochashen is vichla gufa or something like that? Because you are being machaven to take off the head. I hear what you're saying. I think I'm understanding a little bit. In one case, the totsa of what I want. I don't want the animal dead at all.
Right.
I want the head. Mashenkin here, I want the hairs out because as is they can't look. My hair doesn't look right. So I taka do want it out right now. I want the totsa also. You're trying to. That's the chiluk you're making.
Yeah, so even though you're not thinking like I want to pull out hairs. What you don't want isn't to pull out hairs. You want is to straighten it, but because that's part of the straightening things out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Saying maybe that's not the relevant point.
But it's still both are certainly both different than the classical psikresha. Let's say I'm dragging whatever on the floor and derech agav completely something else happens.
Right, that's even further removed.
Yeah.
Which, by the way. It's interesting that is used the causal example. Maybe there should be if that is the definition of psik ratio, as opposed to just, you know, an example of why would the Gemara not use this? As opposed
that,
to that.
That being which one?
The Sorry, Rivashes, yeah. A little bit of an ambiguous pronoun there, but why would the Gemara not if the Rivash is correct? Why would the Gemara not use the combing of the hair example, which is closer in line to the mushal, as opposed to the dragging the bench to show the range, or is it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
So even that's fair. So even in that case, either way, that's not the muscle. The Gemara that they present the machlokes that applies even. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. So the Rambam's like that's like also lechabed es hakarka. You can't sweep the floor. Shemo yishva gumos. Unless it's completely solid, most of our floors, it's completely solid carcass, it's not a problem at all. So, problem is, as respect the Rivash and others, I don't follow. All you're doing is trying to clean the floor. So, l'chora, this should be a davar she'eino miskaven. So if it's a davar she'eino miskaven, it should be mutter. Okay, Elamai, you'll tell me to psek reisha. Okay, but the problem is, zok the Rambam, the problem is also l'chavish shema yishvei gomos. So if it's a shema, then how could it be a psek reisha? That's his problem. To which the Rivash answered along the lines that he said last week. And he said a long time ago that we quoted him last week, that Venere Shoisa Kavanas Arav Bazel, Lomasha Mechabin, Mechabin Liapos Akar Karkabais, Ulisakno. Vafa Pishakibo Lapse Gratia, Mikomokom Hakavana, Shiesh Lobekiba Nabais, Liapolusakno, Hashiva Kavana, Linian Hashvas Gumos. Right? The two Kavanas go sing hand in hand. Abo Rebots, it's not true. And that's why the Kaimon Kerav Shimon, Shari Lechatila, that's only going on Rebots, not going on keyboard, etc. Zer Nira Kavana Sarah. I'm sorry, then he finishes. Elevenesh Eno Mechavein Gomor Eno Kiyim Shvos. It's not a Mechavein Gomor, it's a partial Mechavein. Whatever that means.
Maybe because the Mechavein is more so in the Totsah, and this is. I'm saying, what's the distinction there? Like, what's the?
I don't know. You're being machavein here. What he said earlier is, you're not being machavein to sweep the ground, not to clean, not to make the hole. So apparently, there it's like a darbana dika concept of whatever we described last week.
And once you're doing that, I mean, it's. Where is Devar Shanim miscopied? Why, like, once you're saying it's not, a direct part of the.
I think he's saying
process.
This is
and
closer.
It's not statistically.
This is closer to this. This is closer to the same. This we spoke last week that even necessarily even cutting in the hair, in the hair case wasn't exactly 100% segregation.
Right, but is it because it was aligned in the.
It was a line that was a line in the Kavanah. It was part of it. It's not something totally derech agav. I want my bench over there, and derech agav, there's going to be a hole. That's mamish two separate things.
This is definitely part of.
It's definitely exactly.
Right, but over here is that
it's definitely part of. It's part of cleaning the house, or fixing the floor. It's part of fixing the floor, right? It's part
so
of
then,
it.
Saying that's what's happening, but like, where is this part of, but yet not yet part of that? It's only
that's
there above
the very,
that's what I'm saying. It's like
yeah, that's everybody's question. Right? That's hard to pin down.
Because once it's no longer, you're going to say it's no longer part of, then why should it not just be a Devar Shanim Miskaven?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's what basically the maker identity is. Midin Darabanan, this is more along. Midin Darabanan, and Darabanan, the Kakats, along these same lines. He's saying this is Darabanan.
We found this elsewhere, according to him.
Did he give other examples of this? I'd have to check again.
Cool.
However, there's an alternative way of understanding this Rambam. This is what I move us to a completely different field. Okay, the very famous discussion about the following. The Shulchan Aruch Rav. So at the beginning of Rish Ayin Zayin, I'm not sure which side of the page you're on.
Yeah.
Okay. Ner Dolek, Shimunach Karov El Hadalas. you have a ner which is lit near the door. It's possible that if a wind would blow at that point, same type of thing, what's going on? And just parenthetically, the first thing you say, oh, that sounds like the rivash, but no, it's not a rivash at all, because here you're not opening the door, I imagine, to put out the light. At no. Any, it's not at all. You're opening the door.
You might specifically not want that, in fact.
Right, you don't know what you're coming on. You're opening the door to go out, to go out of the house, or to get air, or who knows what. Lachora is completely the Rishenim is Kavi. But what's the issue? Afshenim is Kavi and Lakivoy. The Dovrishenim is Kavi is Mutter. We call Makom Kivan Shim Yinoshe Haruah. If the wind were to be blowing, therefore psikresha will yamasu. Lefichach af b'shosh ein ruach manashe v'chutz also leposcha shema yaskel lenam yad yaskel leftoach. Etc. Basically, he's developing the idea that what many have called the suffik psikresha. The suffix psik ratio.
Right, but even if at the time it's not blowing, wouldn't that be a grama? The grama then a psik ratio?
No, I think what he means is since kivan she'im yinoshe.
He's saying it might when you're doing that, exactly. So therefore it will no longer be a grama.
Exactly. Okay. When I'm opening the door, exactly. So the famous source for this.
It could be very limiting.
What's that?
This could be a very limiting.
Exactly. A very, very famous source is the Taz. The Ramban in Yerodea, Pei Zayin Vav, says the following. Aser lachtos eish. You don't have the Timothy there. Aser lachtos eish, tachas kdeiro shel akom. You're not allowed to light a fire or stir a fire under a pot belonging to Goyim. Why? The Pa'amim, there's Basa V'Cholav in the pot. And Nimsa, maybe the Bishl Basa V'Cholav. Vector Kivager, very famous. Halo Kivon, they have a suffix, and therefore it's not a psikresha anymore. You don't know, that's the whole, as we formulated the din. You don't know, Shem, maybe there's Basa V'Cholav in the pot. And the odds are, I don't even know what percentage of the time they go in and cook with Basa V'Cholav. So Kivan Havi Safik Mamelavi Psikresha. Fatirates the Tsarakam with the Davka Safik de Lehaba. When do we apply Psikresha? When Shemalo Ye Nasa came in Maisa Shalok, Kigonkarakis of his Afsal. Ava Safik Lesha Avar Kigon Hachot, Im Yesh Pikdeva Balua Basavakala, Bechito Yzeb Vada Yispasha. And the suffix shema in the bias pasuk v'chala, that's a suffix like any other. That's a psik ratio.
Can you just? It's something that presumably you wouldn't be able to
be mitmar. Right. Apparently, you wouldn't be able to. It's a blia.
Right. Okay.
It's a blia.
And then what's the distinction? Like, if it's something like, and there's also the difference between psik ratio and davar shein miskaven. Sometimes, is in the lishavar. Because in other words, like, you know, something. See,
we're going to try to say not, I think, but at the moment, at least this idea.
I'm saying that it's the fact that, you know, for instance, let's say Dover Shane Miskaven, and that's based on a preemptive analysis. The fact that you ultimately end up doing it, you say, like, you know, well, in that particular time, look, it was the case. In the way you did it, whatever it happens to me, that, you know, in this ground, the fact that it made it this.
Yeah, so that's what we're going to have to be talking about. So that's going to be very fine. We're going to have to figure out how to apply that exactly. Because I think I find a math last year, he asked me this type of question. How could you ever be a machalik? If you were in theory, this is he formulated the question, I think. If any time a goer keeps a mitzvah b'saf, so if you would be able to figure out how much pressure you're going to put in the nature of the physics of the ground, the nature of the, I think the answer is going to be it's not exactly the same as this. If you try to figure out those type of variables are not exactly the same thing as this. As whether or not, if there is something on the fire, then it's either a yes or no 100% of the time question. I am doing a MISA, which will 100%.
It will be official, and it's just a question of
whether
it's
there
or not.
Exactly.
Right. So that's different. The only, like, which maybe there's different points in which you have to explore because of that. But going back to the classical example of dragging the bench, in that example, this is why they're saying this. That once occurred to me has bothered me since then. That you know, after the fact, the fact that it actually did in fact cause it can create a charitza means that it was. That it was in fact destined to happen based on the circumstances,
right.
And therefore, perhaps I was a little bit presumptuous, but assume that the distinction is that it's something which you could have assessed from beforehand. That is like this is doesn't appear to be that way. Is it like based on general assessments as opposed to in a psychiatric case? It would be clear that that would be happening.
I mean, it can't be. Clear in the sense not that you could see it right now, but in the sense it would have
clear that like when I'm having a heavy bench and you see that and like you ask somebody like that's going to create a groove, yeah, it's supposed to a light bench, maybe yes, maybe no, and it turns out yes, but
right.
Okay. That's what I assumed.
That's fair. Yeah. Is that a problem?
No, I was just curious because in this, because I was just on that point of the distinction between secretion and Dover Chambers Covenant in the first place, it seemed to be contingent on this. Assessment before and versus assessment after in the first place, because after the fact, it always is the case.
Right. I watched it when you were doing it. Right. So that's this very, very famous, Barkiv Eger, Shulchan Aharav seems to be talking the same way. So, and this would have very important afkaminas for a lot of different types of the cases that we're talking about in terms of many of the areas, particularly in technology, again, when these things come up, in terms of, when the original Shiloh is opening refrigerators. Hmm. Opening refrigerators. Let's say if the motor is on, then XYZ is going to happen. If it's not on, then if it's at a certain, if something's at a certain temperature, then probably going to cause the thermostat to go on and the lights. Or variations are the same. How about if I suffocate if the lights on in my refrigerator?
Right. That'd be like the Kedera case, I guess.
That would be like the Kedera, maybe, yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Unless I could even worse, maybe. But because maybe that would be after the virus or something like that.
At that time,
no,
how would you
remember? That's the problem, but... Yeah, but so that if we were passing this way and their major poskim who do hold this way, then it would create it would limit how we would apply psikration. However, you should know the Taz in Shin Tezayin Gimel. He notes he passes against this and says the following. It says the Yachol Lino Teva She'enu Yodua Mish Bazvuvim. The low happy psychiatra. You don't know if there are bugs in a given box. He thinks you're allowed to close it. Why? It's a psychiatra. It's not a psychiatra. If there are bugs inside, you'd rather be trapping them. So Elamai, he says, no, it's only a suffix psychiatra. And he thinks, he ironically uses those words, a suffix psychiatra, he thinks, therefore it's a psychiatra. Therefore it's not a, therefore it's mutter. It's not a psychiatra. That's the Taz. So there is a huge discussion of this in the Bir Halacha. I think I brought it. Who creates an interesting case, bringing Urias Mikana Lakan. So what I did is we get a little bit into the definition of trying to even categorize what he's talking about.
Also, wouldn't that be more along the Melacha Sheinu Tzrichah L'Gufa alignment?
Why?
Trapping
would always be Melacha Sheinu Tzrichah L'Gufa. Besides that, besides the Zvuvim, I don't want to fly anyway. I'm just doing it to get rid of it. Yeah. But that's still a Drabana.
Okay.
Unless I want to. It's Abraham, you don't need so, there are many reasons we may call it. Besides. So Zach the Bir Alach on Shintev Zayin Gimel. He's discussing do we he himself apparently, I only have to quote Ricky Vega first, but then he knows that he said the same thing. That you would think maybe Psikresha shouldn't that Dabashan Kavin shouldn't apply here. The Safi call Etzam Hani Ilash Ishbija Mesa Seda Avi Kashar Sveka Daraisa. It's different than I'll give you the way he defines it. Taz Chidesh Darachara Pinim Psikresha. Rather just a suffix, whether it's there. Yeah, I would think it would be just like a speck of the rice. The misapkulon, they daver acher, hainu hechavritz, and this way they pull us. Visham be grey rashaini, I'm sorry. The misapkulon, I'll daver acher, hainu hechavritz, and this way they pull us. Whether his action is going to cause this or not, that we're not sure. That's, he sees it as like a dacher. Not something about the, maybe the sha'avar is what he's, it seems to be what he's thinking. More or less what we think. I think what we're thinking. Any quotes of Ricky Vega that we mentioned before? This is very interesting. I'm not sure if it's daf of people. Shitas aruch psikreishu lo nechel emoter. And they want to bring a raya from the sugyon sukkah samokim. Matin inve hadas biyante. Uparach vamasakein mana. The Maris Teretz is kigon shalik lo nechila. Doroshen is kaha parach vapsikreishu. Mishani kigon isli hashan achvita. Okay, so it sounds like it seems to be a riot where that's a psychiatric mother, it's one of the riots. Okay, fine. And the Tosis and the Orzarua, they quoted as follows. The Shema Laolam Loyehe Tsarech Niyab is Takach the Lotikin Cleave La Psychiatria. And for Mash Inkin, for Yehuda Shema, you will need it. In other words, it sounds like, in that case, if I already had another Hoshana, then I don't really need it, period, right now. If I don't have it, then the question is, even right now, I may need it. I may not need it based on something that's going to happen in the future. And still, we're calling that a Dorosh Einu Miskavei. It's not a Psikresha at all. Even though it's based on something which is based on the Hari Muchad, even though it's not a suffix whether I'm being Masaka in Mana, but I'm definitely, by picking off the berries, I'm definitely fixing it. The Shaila is only about a Dover Acher. The Shaila is only about whether or not I'll use it, whether I'll need it. It's a little bit different. Which, then he answers, this is a little bit interesting in defining what the problem is here. And then he says, well, exactly what we would have said. No. Gufa, the fact that the issue is Lehaba, may make it more like the classical Dovashenim is Kavim Sikresha, as opposed to, it's not, the question is whether already I was whether or not I was Masaki, and it's very different than the case of the Zvuvim, or the case of the Lachdos Ha'esh, Tachas, Kedera Shulgoy. As we do, Hashem, there also Hashem, the Shem, I'll call upon until I have been in Haba, Hashem, it's I love you, take on the way, I am here as a Olo Yitzarek, Lo Yatek on. Domic Tath, like the Guru Kita Vesat, the Suffolk, Om Yasach, or Sayada. I've been your name, one who done a la Pula, Shos, Akshava, Dava Tali Vesuffolk, and most of them I say, if I knew love. Okay, have a sacred, I'm not giving you any happiness. Besides, and he gets other coolers because here is only this darbanan. Anyways, as you pointed out, Achin matzasi raya for l'dibri hataz midibri ramban melchamos perakira gam mechem shepino balom mitzarev kamer shimini damer davishin mitzkavein ase. Right? Amodir shim b'psikreish v'tirei to ramban v'lochein ase l'shpoch mayim l'mechem v'loch ashin l'mitzarev t'shema lo higia l'tzirof ayideshin ischamim harbe. In other words, it's called still a Darvish Enim Miskavin because you don't know how hot the item got already. You don't know what's going to happen when you're going to put it on right now, depending on how.
So therefore, he's saying it's a what?
Therefore, it's still a Darvish Enim Miskavin. It's not a secret. I don't say the Shiloh is about to pass. What's the shiloh is about to pass, but whether or not by my pouring on hot water, maybe I'm going to be mitzarif. Maybe it's already. Maybe it's already, the shiloh is whether or not this kli is already omed, is already in the condition where I'm going to put it on is going to affect it or not. And yet that still seems to be considered a. It's still considered Darvish Enim Miskavein, not a psik ratio. So he's mitzadi that way in the end. The Bir Halacha. So again, I think it's the type of question, being that Bir Halacha is mitzadi this way, so probably Ikra, then we probably paskin Leteira. But it's a factor which I think we would try to avoid more than other Darvish Enim Miskavein. It's interesting. A variation of the same point I saw this today, that same piece in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We turn the page, you have the Kuntres Achron here. You see the Kuntres Achron? Where he develops the same idea. Ayin Mekatzef Mishnah Shem Hariva, Shatama al Rambam, Shakasa Gavi Kibet Abayez, Shem Yatrigumos, Imkain, Ain of Sikresh, Ain Shem, and whatever the terrace we saw. Imkain, Gamal Torish, Al Emes, Yishlama Gavi Kibu, Da Safik, Hushema Yesh Gumos Bibayez, V. F. Shashal Yishvem, Havilip Sikresh. Imkain, Kisha, Ain Yodua.
That's different than.
Right, that's different than whether or not. That he thinks it's more like the Safik Sikresh, I guess. Same thing. Different than, literally, how well am I going to do it, or something like that. Then it's more of a question of the Maisa. But here the question is, Gufa, are there Gumos? And if it would happen, if there are, they would automatically happen. Maybe as I'm opening it, maybe there's a strong wind that will start right now. And of course, it will go out when I open the door, the case we started with today. This is I'm bothered by a little bit more. How about in a case where I'm slamming the door or closing the door hard? What do you think about that? You know, that seems to be much more lahaba.
I mean, maybe his point isn't on the lahab. Is he defining that as a lashavar, or is he saying just because it's just a classical secretion in the fact that based on how you're doing it?
But that's always how you're doing it. It's always when I'm not going to be careful. I guess how you mavchin how I'm going to do something. If I were,
Robert is saying there's no suffix here.
When do I?
Oh, there's the point.
The suffix is always going to be how I'm doing it.
Right, I'm saying, but the difference is over in the.
Let's say if I'm Gorek Tana. Gorek Mito Kito Sasto. If I'm something heavy, then what's going to happen every time? If I'm Gorek Tana, something smaller. So it may, I may not. But even that, shouldn't it depend on how I'm going to do the Maisa? So I'm not sure.
I thought it's distinguishing, though, that as opposed to these other cases where it's been distinguished made of Al-Burlash-Asin, because there's a suffix, and whether not, therefore how we calculate it, then. But here, in that case, there would be no suffix.
Or would I have thought I would have brought in the category? I would have thought the category is not only in how I'm doing this in my little fight. Because as you said, every time in hindsight, it's always going to be, the question is, being that I could have done it in some other way, the extremize the other ways of, let's say, a person, there's a famous rush. You're learning now in the sugyas and in sugyas and ksuvis of Shema, of whether if he's yachol, if a person's yachol to live al b'hataya. Have you saw those sugyas yet?
Some of my own, but yeah.
You saw them as it's according to Sam Shonen, the fact that yachol live al b'hataya, it maybe is, maybe the fact that someone else is, at least the fact that you are, you know.
Right, yeah.
Huh? So if that's going to change anything, obviously part of the question is going to be, Is psychiatry dependent? Is the fact I'm doing it this way make it look like make it look like I'm being machaven? And that's why it's also as a pshat is know that these maisim are always intactly connected. This
right. That's why when I saw it was like the fact that like you know if like the conclusion there is based the way I'm learning based on Rashi that like that rov v'kinyanim so like it seems to being applying across the board based on that, which the only way like I was able to reconcile that it seems to me maybe like psychiatry is generally that like these. The two are linked because even though this isn't your intention per se, it's just part of it. However, once we see that there's a normal way of doing it in which it isn't disconnected,
exactly. It's not part of the same ice anymore. Right. Precisely. That's why this is
even if the way you are doing it
exactly. That's why this is. That's why this line is a little more difficult. Let me give some other examples of this, etc. Then he continues, let's just finish one. I just wanted to get one last idea within this. The Aflafi Mashikosav Hataz, we pass in against this idea, Suffix Segresha. He thinks Suffix Segresha is still Mutter. And he quotes the Ramban, the Beralacha quoted. However, even that, Hainu Lahatir Bishas Hasafik Bilvad, Kisha Angel Shash Vadai Klau. Aval Imyesh Lochus, Shemot Yihi Avadai. At a certain point, it's going to turn into a vadai. Which the Chazal asked, and he gives example of Tosis and Sanhedrin Pehei Amid Aleph. What's going on there? The issue there is for a child to do a refuah on take out a splinter and the like on their father, on their parent. To which Tosis makes the comment, it's not a psikresha. The Shema, they'll be mishapech. I'm not sure if that means either the father will be mishapech or the child will be mishapech, and then it will vadai. And then at that point, it'll be vadai psikresha. Even though there was a Shema involved, but at that point, it will turn into psikresha. It sounds like you have to keep evaluating in the process. Am I at a stage where at this point, if I continue, it will be a vadai?
So, what's the exact case again?
He's taking out a splinter, or he's doing a surgery type of thing on a parent. So if it's purely for what's purely, but on the other hand, maybe something else will happen along the way. It'll cause a chabura. Where
has to keep on like pulling a little more, and then maybe
analyze every step along the way.
So it's not allowed to just
since within the course of this practice, if I start out, it would be possible to. So like sometimes people will do this procedure. And there's no extra dam or something like that.
So you don't view it as one overall procedure.
Exactly, you have to. That's what he seems to be saying, and that's going to be important within this type of thing. Also, if I started out, if I turn on the water, it would be possible to take a hot bath for X amount of minutes, and then it would still be fine. But if I do it for longer, or then it would automatically upset ratio that X Y Z the fire is going to have to go on, or who knows what. That's what I'm trying.
Right, so then I was thinking that this is like kind of the flip side of what we were talking about another time with like let's say like the walking on the grass.
Yeah, how long you have to, exactly?
Yeah, that we were trying to specifically group things together as one.
Exactly. That's why I'm bringing this up. Exactly, it seems to be breaking everything down to its 5 minutes.
So
yeah, for him everything's holy. Is it bad that can happen in what I'm doing right now?
But although there wasn't necessarily there's a parallel, because there, in terms of, you might only be in a lachumra type of way that I'm going to, if I'm going to violate it at this point in time, that it's no longer possible, that'd be a problem. As opposed to the word, I'm not viewing it as an activity as a whole assessed at one point, it's now in a particular circumstance, as opposed to in the other way around, it may still be that, you know, viewing it, let's say, as a larger group, that, you know, let's say, for instance, walking the grass. It's not that I assess it at any given step, but I still have to assess that
entire thing. Yeah. Yeah, so it could be once you get to a certain step and you know as thing, oh, now it's getting muddier, now it's getting whatever, the grass is
wetter. Right, I'm saying about, let's say, though, does that go both ways, or?
What do you mean both ways?
Like, in the grass example, okay. let's say it's the same type of grass. It's not like any step is going to get worse. It's just a statistical type of
thing. Right, that may be a little different.
That you may have to just view as a whole.
Right.
So it seems to go the Homer both ways in that regard.
Different postgame to a different thing.
Right. Yeah. I'm saying according to the, I don't know what he would say over here. Who is this? Who is him saying this?
Shulchan Aruch. There's a Kuntzes Ach. There's a Kuntzes Ach and a Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
Well, based on Tosfos. Based on Tosfos and Sanhedrin.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
It's not too much of a bother.